The proceeding has been a paid program sponsored by CDN Instructional Services. This is Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.
Good afternoon. I'm Candace Newton, and this is Unlocking Secrets for Women here on 1410 AM, the show that educates and assists women with issues they could face every day. We have two segments today. In the first segment, we're going to talk about surgery options to restore women's vitality. We're pleased to have Dr. Jackson from Falls Creek Surgical with us for our first segment. And I just want to warn parents right now, this show has a mature content and you should use caution when you're allowing young children in the room to listen. In addition, we have Susan Rafter, Vice President Relations of Falls Creek Surgical Center, here with us. For segment two, we're going to have Lauren Mayencourt, Vancouver Burrard MLA, in the studio to talk about safer schools and how are we progressing. And remember to join us after the show today at approximately 3:45 at www.unlockingsecrets.com for our Sunday after the show chat. I'll be online and we'll open up the chat for comments and information on today's topics, and our experts will be there as well. I'd just like to welcome Dr. Roy Jackson here to Unlocking Secrets for Women. Welcome, Dr. Jackson.
Thank you very much.
And Susan, welcome again. It's good to have you here.
Thanks, Candace.
So let's talk about our topic today, which is labiaplasty and vaginal rejuvenation, which is quite an interesting topic. So one of the least talks about areas of cosmetic plastic surgery in the area of cosmetic gynecology or aesthetic gynecology. It's not often talked about, but cosmetic gynecology is almost as common as surgery as breast augmentation. And Dr. Roy Jackson, you're a Canadian board certified gynecological surgeon and a surgical team member at Falls Creek Surgical Center. And what I want to do is start off by asking you to explain what happens to women and why would women be interested in laser-assisted vaginal rejuvenation?
As you know, many women are now undergoing surgery to revitalize the vagina. As a result of childbirth, aging, or some other medical conditions, such as chronic cough, obesity, or a congenital defect of the supporting tissues around the pelvis, over 30 million North American women suffer from the symptoms of vaginal relaxation. As with any other part of the body, some women may not be happy with the appearance of these structures, and I feel that women have a choice to change this. And a lot of these changes are noticed after childbirth. Women might desire a different look and should have an opportunity to at least discuss this with their physician and make the changes that they feel are something they want to do.
Now, can I just ask you now, you said even something like coughing and obesity, how does that affect a woman's vaginal structure? Like what? How does that change that?
What it does is to change the pelvic floor area. So there might already be some underlying problem with the pelvic floor area, and the coughing might exacerbate that. To a large extent, with the women that are having any of these cosmetic gynecological procedures done, there is no medical problem per se that they have in terms of a cough or other such medical problems. They're just concerned about the appearance or the function of some of these structures
within their vaginal area. And you know, we're doing lots of things for men these days, and this is so important that we also focus on what's important for women. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more. What puts the idea inside of a woman's mind? Like, how does she even know that these options are available right now? Because this is quite an interesting new procedure. You're actually quite cutting edge with what it is that you're doing in gynecological plastic surgery. I mean, that's a real new sort of way of thinking for women.
As you say, for many years, women have had different forms of cosmetic surgery done, and they've had a choice to change different parts of their body. And at the end of the day, when they do have a cosmetic procedure done, they're not only changing their appearance, but to a large extent, they're changing the way they feel about themselves and their self-esteem and self-confidence. And as you said, I think it's medications such as Viagra that have opened the door to a lot more revelation about how women feel and perceive about their sexual function. And why cannot women have a choice as to have a cosmetic procedure done to their area that's been regarded as a private area when they're doing cosmetic surgery to other parts of their body?
Mm-hmm. This is a very interesting topic, and I want to give, I want to talk a little bit more, and again, parents, I want to caution you again because we are talking about a subject that has very mature content, but we're talking about a woman's vaginal area. What physically happens to the vaginal area that makes sexual intercourse less pleasurable for a female?
generally what we're talking about with the procedure of laser-assisted vaginal rejuvenation is for women who generally have had children and delivered their children vaginally through childbirth, and they've had a normal childbirth experience, now find that after they've recovered and recuperated from the childbirth experience, that they find that their sexual intimacy and their sexual relationship is not what it used to be. Prior to having children, they found that there was a lot more sensation and a lot more tightness in the vagina. Mm. What this procedure does is offers those women who've had children vaginally and find that their muscles and the tone in the vaginal area is very loose or lax, that we can rebuild the strength there and recreate the tone that they had prior to having had children. We're not saying we're going to make them into a virgin again. What we're saying is we're going to recreate a lot of the tone that was lost potentially during the childbirth experience. A lot of people feel that maybe the vagina was not designed to accommodate a 10-pound baby being delivered through the vagina.
I think there's any woman in the world will tell you that it wasn't designed for that.
And a lot of these women that are coming to see us are saying that their intimacy and their sexual relationship is not what it used to be. And when they are intimate and they are having intercourse, they just lie there and they're not having any sensation. So mm-hmm. what we're offering these women is an opportunity to revitalize their relationship and to enhance their relationship by tightening the vagina and rejuvenating the vagina so that they can have a more fulfilling sexual experience.
So can I ask you, now I'm a lay person, so I'm listening out there like the rest of the women out there, and I'm thinking, I definitely notice a difference. Okay, so I'm representing the public. I notice a difference that you're right. For me personally, I've had four babies, so I can definitely attest that things are different. So if I were to come to you, I'm coming to you, Dr. Jackson, and I'm saying, look, you know, can you really resolve this for me? Explain to me, if I was your patient in the office, what the procedure is itself, what it involves, if I need a general anesthetic. And then what you actually do to tighten that area, because that seems quite fascinating to me that you could actually do that. And then with a laser. So, can you explain to me like in detail?
Sure. I should also clarify that these women have nothing wrong with their bladder. They have nothing wrong with their bowels. And most importantly, there's nothing pathological wrong with these ladies.
So they need to have a good candidate for the procedure.
Right. And I've had patients who've come to see me who've had some associated problems with their bladder or bowels, and we would treat them accordingly with another kind of surgical procedure to deal with that. These are patients that have heard about this either through shows like yours or through the internet about the fact that a laser vaginal rejuvenation is available to tighten the vagina to enhance their sexual experience. We're not guaranteeing them the ability to have an orgasm. What we are doing is improving and enhancing their sexual experience.
And the sensation that goes with that.
That's right. And a lot of these patients have been seen by other physicians who tell them there's nothing wrong with them. They just need to go home and do Kegel exercises. And this is the way it is.
I'm the queen of Kegel and it doesn't work.
And that's generally what we've heard. We see a lot of women who come in for this procedure who are frustrated. They've spoken to several other healthcare providers, and they are looking for an answer and they're looking for some help. And I'd like to think by offering this procedure, I'm not only helping them cosmetically and helping them physically, but I'm also enhancing their self-esteem and how they feel about themselves from a sexual point of view.
And you do, because when you're a woman and you're focused on something and you can't get over that, it consumes your thoughts all the time. And you can, once you resolve it, it's resolved and finished and you can move on with your life. And if you are a woman that it's bothering you, it's not going to go away till you get a resolve or find a way to deal with it. So when we're talking about the procedure itself, again, we're talking about vaginal rejuvenation. So exactly what is it that you as a surgeon do?
So the procedure takes approximately 1 to 1.5 hours. It's done at False Creek Surgical Center.
Okay.
And the patients come in and have this procedure done on a daycare basis.
Which is great.
And they return home the same day. They do need to take some time off from work following the procedure. And they can't have sexual intercourse for at least 6 weeks
so
afterwards.
So it's like a baby. It's like after your baby.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And during the procedure, they can either they need to have some form of anesthetic for me to do the procedure, either a general anesthetic or alternatively a epidural anesthetic, similar to what they would have maybe had during childbirth.
So epidural is acceptable as well?
Absolutely.
So they're a good candidate for that?
Correct. There's no age restriction. We've had some patients in their 30s and some patients in their 60s and 70s having this procedure done.
Good for them.
So it's available to all women.
Yeah.
The procedure is done using a CO2 laser. By using the laser, it has dramatically changed the bleeding that might occur with this procedure. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, in women, that area has a very good blood supply. And as a result of having a good blood supply, it heals very well. The tissues are well nourished. So by using the laser, we minimize any bleeding that might occur. And, you know, in using the laser, you actually end up cutting at the same time as sealing off any blood vessels that might bleed. And what we do with the procedure is to vaporize a lot of the tissue in the vaginal area. And by vaporizing it, we're actually making the diameter of the vagina smaller. We're not changing the length of the vagina, which is important, but we're making the diameter of the vagina smaller.
So really, it's when you say vaporizing, the other word, the sort of layman's word for vaporizing for those of us who are sort of average thinkers here, you're like actually removing.
We are to a certain extent, and you might want to use the word shrinking the vagina, but you're shrinking the diameter of the vagina, not the length of the vagina. And as a result of that, when they are sexually active and intimate and having intercourse, there will be more sensation as a result of increased friction.
So then, you know, someone like myself will think, well, what about nerves, you know, nerve damage, and is there any?
And that's a good question. And generally people want to know about nerve damage as well as about scarring. As a result of less bleeding and as a result of this procedure and using the laser, we found that we have less scarring in the vaginal area, which is understandably a concern. And at the same time, the nerves in that area are very small nerves, and they actually regenerate after the tissues have healed. Mm. Just as in any other part of your body, the sensation is restored once the area is healed. So sensation remains not only the same, but most likely enhanced as a result of increased friction to that area in the vagina.
That's incredible. What an interesting topic. And we're going to talk a little bit more about vaginal rejuvenation and labiaplasty, the services that Falls Creek Surgical Center can provide with yourself, Dr. Jackson, and other physicians. We'll be back on Unlocking Secrets for Women in just a moment here.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.